Welcome back to the deep dive. So what we do here is we take a stack of really specialized sources.
Yeah, everything from logistical white papers to, local regulatory guides.
Exactly. And we try to turn all that into some of the most fascinating and, well, useful knowledge you'll encounter.
And today, we are deep diving into logistics.
But not the big global kind. We're focusing on one specific, highly pressurized, 135-mile stretch of American interstate.
We're talking about the I-10 corridor that connects Lafayette to New Orleans.
Yeah. Our mission today is to really get the clock. I mean, standard shipping time between these two cities is usually a day, maybe more.
24 hours, easy.
So we want to know how a specialized service can consistently cut that all the way down to an estimated 3 hours.
And maybe more importantly, why that 3-hour advantage is so critical that, entire industries are willing to pay a premium for it.
Okay, so to really get that speed, I think we first have to understand the inefficiency of the big guys, right?
If you typically ship with a national carrier, a FedEx, a UPS, you're dealing with what's called the hub and spoke model.
Which is brilliant for volume.
Brilliant for volume, but just terrible for direct speed.
Okay, so let's visualize that for a second. If I drop off a package in Lafayette and it's going to a desk in New Orleans, what journey does it actually take in that standard system?
Well, that's the thing. It's a journey of aggregation, not direct movement. That package gets picked up in Lafayette, but it's immediately driven away from New Orleans.
Away from it.
Yeah, it might head west to a Texas sorting center, or maybe north to a massive regional hub,
Like Memphis or something.
Memphis, or maybe Baton Rouge for a smaller cycle.
So wait, it's traveling, what, 200 or 300 miles in the complete wrong direction just to get sorted?
Exactly. It gets scanned, loaded on a trailer. It sits overnight or for hours while that trailer fills up. Then it's driven to the hub, unloaded, scanned again, sorted by hand.
And then reloaded onto another truck.
Right, a different truck that's finally bound for New Orleans, and only then does it start its final leg.
That process, the waiting, the multiple handoffs, that's where the time drain is.
That's your 24-hour delivery window. It's all built for mass movement, not for urgency.
Okay, so let's unpack that operational difference, because that hub and spoke model is the very thing a specialized courier is built to, well, to exploit.
It is. A specialized courier completely eliminates those sorting hubs. They operate on a pure point-to-point model.
So just A to B.
Just A to B. Our sources highlight that if you are, say, an attorney in the oil center in Lafayette with a critical document, the service picks it up directly from your assistant's hand,
I mean that.
and then the driver puts it immediately into their dedicated vehicle and just drives directly to the recipient's address in New Orleans.
They bypass everything, all the consolidation, all the sorting.
All the waiting. That direct movement, from a counter on Callist Saloom to a desk near the Superdome, that's what shaves off a guaranteed 18 to 20 hours of processing time.
That is the core aha moment right there. The national carriers, their efficiency is all about centralization.
Right, but in doing that, they're sacrificing geographical logic for structural efficiency.
They value handling thousands of packages in one building over one package traveling the shortest distance.
Exactly. And that void they leave, that demand for sheer immediacy, that's the entire business model for the specialized courier.
So it's more expensive per item, but the guarantee.
The guarantee of a 3-hour delivery where failure could mean, huge financial or legal problems, that absolutely justifies the trade-off.
It turns logistics from a cost center into more of a risk mitigation strategy.
Precisely. Now, we've established they eliminate the internal delays, but to get that 3-hour speed consistently, you have to mitigate the external delays, the wild
And
cards.
if you know I-10 East in Louisiana, you know the single biggest choke point, the Atchafalaya Basin Bridge. It's just notorious.
It's the Achilles heel of Louisiana commerce. Our sources highlight this 18-mile stretch. Not just as a long bridge, but as a severe logistical bottleneck.
There are no shoulders, no exits.
And one fender bender out there, and you are looking at commerce just shutting down for hours. That 3-hour window is gone. Poof.
So the courier can't just hope for good luck. They can't just wait for their traffic app to turn red. They need to be proactive.
Absolutely. The logistics team, they act like an air traffic control unit for the ground.
Huh.
Dispatch teams are monitoring I-10 traffic in real time. They're constantly cycling through resources like 511 Louisiana and other data streams.
So the moment traffic flow dips below a certain speed,
the operational decision to reroute is made immediately before the driver is stuck staring at taillights.
Okay, that is crucial. What's the backup plan? What's that pre-authorized route when the basin bridge goes red?
That's what they call the 90 alternative, the southern route.
Highway 90 East?
They immediately divert down to Highway 90 East. This takes them way further south through towns like Morgan City, maybe even Henderson or Thibodaux.
Okay, so I-10 is the fastest route, the primary one.
Yeah.
How much time does that backup route actually cost them?
Well, under optimal conditions, I-10 is just superior. It's a freeway, it's fast, it's straight. You're looking at about 2 hours and 15 minutes door to door.
And Highway 90?
Highway 90 is a very different drive. It's an older highway, which means more two-lane stretches, more towns, and critically,
stoplights.
More stoplights. So more chances for minor slowdowns, but less risk of a catastrophic multi-hour failure.
Right.
The sources estimate the Highway 90 route clocks in around 2 hours and 45 minutes.
So about a 30-minute difference.
About 30 minutes. And that marginal half-hour penalty is seen as totally acceptable. You trade the possibility of a four-hour delay on the basin for a guaranteed slightly slower but certain delivery time.
You're just eliminating the risk of total failure, which is the only thing that matters when you're guaranteeing a three-hour window.
That's the whole game.
Which brings us right to the question of why. Why is this certainty worth so much? Let's get into the stakes.
Yeah.
We found three major industries that rely on this. Where 3 hours is, well, it's not a convenience, it's everything.
It is. The complexity of the drive is only matched by the sensitivity of the cargo. Let's start where the clock is literally governed by law, legal and court filings.
So we're talking about lawyers, say, in the 15th JDC in Lafayette, needing to hit absolute deadlines in the massive New Orleans area.
That's right. When a firm needs to file something critical, a motion, a protective order, that deadline is non-negotiable. And the sources detail the exact locations where this precision matters.
Like
the Eastern District of Louisiana Federal Court on Poydras Street, or the Orleans Civil District Court just down the road, and then the 24th JDC in Gretna for Jefferson Parish.
And just knowing those specific buildings and their filing procedures, that's a level of specialization you're not going to get from a national carrier.
No way.
But what's the actual consequence? Why can't they just overnight it?
Because a missed filing deadline is catastrophic. A case can be dismissed, a statute of limitations can expire. We're talking millions of dollars on the line. The legal system does not care that your courier got stuck on the basin bridge.
And our sources pointed to one specific cutoff time that just illustrates this pressure perfectly.
The rigid 4:00 p.m. filing cutoff for many of those courts.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So if that document has to be physically stamped by the clerk by 4:00 p.m. and the drive takes roughly 3 hours.
The courier cannot possibly leave Lafayette any later than 1:00 p.m.
1 o'clock. That 1:00 p.m. departure is the pivot point for the entire legal business day. If the paperwork isn't signed and ready to go by 12:45, the law firm has failed for the day.
Wow. Okay, let's shift from the courtroom to the operating room. The second big vertical is medical and lab transport.
These are always labeled rush stat.
Stat meaning immediate attention.
Immediate attention, as quickly as possible. These are often biological specimens, blood, tissue, samples moving from, say, Lafayette General to a major hospital in New Orleans like Ochsner Main Campus or LCMC Health.
And this isn't just about speed, is it?
Mm.
When you're moving biological material, the integrity of that sample is everything.
Precisely. If a specimen is needed for an urgent diagnostic test, maybe a biopsy that determines a patient's entire treatment plan, the delivery time is literally life critical.
And the drivers have to have special training.
Oh, yeah. The speed has to be compliant. The drivers handling these materials must be HEKIA certified. They're carrying sensitive patient information. They need specialized training in privacy, in chain of custody.
And what about the physical requirements for the cargo itself?
They need specialized temperature controls. We're talking vehicles with medical grade coolers, dry ice.
To maintain a specific temperature range.
Exactly. Because if that temperature fluctuates because the vehicle is sitting in a 5-hour traffic jam in the sun, the sample is compromised.
The test is useless.
Useless. The doctor has to wait for a redraw. The patient's diagnosis is delayed. That is the real cost of logistical failure in the medical world.
Okay, so from biological to industrial, the third piece of this high-stakes puzzle connects Lafayette's energy production to New Orleans' massive port operations. oil and gas, the hot shots.
This is all about minimizing downtime. Lafayette is a huge hub for energy supply and manufacturing, while Nonola is the hub for ports and refining.
So a rig offshore or a refinery needs a critical part, a valve, a seal,
a specialized tool, anything. They can't wait 24 hours. Operations just stop until that part arrives from a supplier, often located around Broussard or Youngsville.
And they call these hot shots, which really underscores the urgency. The part might only cost a few hundred bucks, but the downtime
costs hundreds of thousands an hour. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike a courthouse or a hospital, these industrial sites, ports, refineries, they have their own unique logistical barrier.
Access, right. You can't just drive it to a refinery.
You cannot. Our sources highlight the absolute necessity for the driver to have a TWIC card.
A transportation worker identification credential.
Yeah, that's a federal security clearance from the TSA. It's required for unescorted access to secure port facilities.
Now, what's the difference if they don't have one?
If they don't have a TWIC card, they have to wait for a site employee to escort them in, which means paperwork, waiting for staff, a whole security process.
Which could add an hour? Easy?
Easily an hour. It would blow the 3-hour window. With the TWIC card, they get immediate, unescorted access to port terminals, to refineries near Chalmette, sites in Belchasse. The driver becomes a trusted, credentialed link in the supply chain.
So we've taken what seems like a simple 135-mile drive and revealed it's actually this massively complex ecosystem is defined by court deadlines, biological stability, federal security clearance, and in the constant threat of an 18-mile bridge.
It's a really powerful story of specialization triumphing over scale. The expertise isn't just driving fast. It's knowing which route to take and when. It's knowing the security protocol at the port. It's knowing the 4.00 p.m. cutoff for the Orleans Civil Court.
That local knowledge transforms a commodity service into a high-value certainty.
And that certainty is what they're truly selling. Knowing when to floor it on I-10 and when to take that Highway 90 alternative, that's the difference between a successful contract filing and a catastrophic legal failure.
It's the definition of a high-leverage service.
It really is.
So let's bring this all back to you, the listener. We've shown how a specialized courier saves hours, making sure critical items arrive safely. But if we connect this very local logistical pressure to the bigger professional world, it shows something fascinating about how business works.
Right. We spent time on that absolute non-negotiable 4.00 p.m. filing cutoff in New Orleans.
Which dictates that the Lafayette departure time has to be 1.00 p.m.
Has to be.
So this raises a question that goes way beyond just delivery services. How does that one single, immutable, 1.000 p.m. logistical cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
How does that shape the entire business day for every legal and accounting firm operating between those two cities?
It means that every major decision, every signature you need, every final draft for a critical filing, it's all backward scheduled from 1.00 p.m.
The logistics service isn't just moving a document.
No, the logistics schedule is actively setting the pace for the legal profession itself. It proves that knowing the vulnerability of the Atchafalaya Basin is just as critical to practicing law as knowing the revised statutes.
A fascinating ripple effect. It really shows you where the true pressure points in commerce lie. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the high-stakes logistics of the I-10 corridor.
Always a pleasure. We hope this gives you a completely new perspective the next time you hear a traffic report mention the Basin Bridge.